Okay, so I was on the line, which I wasn't because I just saw this sweet little baby angel who 18-ish being a hoe. And I wanted so bad to reach out to her and preach to her, but I stopped myself because that's clearly not the right approach. But I feel compelled to talk about this because is there anything more heartbreaking? I mean, obviously there's super traumatic things, but the less traumatic important stuff, is there anything more sad than a young female who's being a whore out in public on the line? Not to me, feels like there's not. And I don't know, man. Part of me wants to understand. Part of me understands to an extent. And part of me is obviously terrified to understand. But I know statistically it has something to do with terrible upbringing and trauma. And collectively, at least in the US, women, when we get taken advantage of like that, we somehow rationalize that the only way to get our power back is to be the one to be outwardly sexual, because then people can't get close enough to hurt us. And we feel like that's the only way we can regain power, because it's humiliating among a lot of other things. And also statistically, females, we have a tendency to blame ourselves and have guilt about this shit. And I'm all for accepting full accountability for oneself to the point where people be like, "Oh, you're blaming the victim." Only because you're the only one completely in charge of you and your mentality and your operating systems in your brain that fundamentally give you your values and beliefs. And whether you know it or not, it's happening. If you're 18, it's definitely happened. And you might have to rework some shit. Honestly, every person knows that's life here. I just. It's so heartbreaking. It sucks here on Earth as a human. And again, across the board, women were making terrible mistakes. A huge one, just being hoey for everybody to see. And it never goes away online. You don't realize it, but collectively, as a society, you're deteriorating your value and worth, which is gonna make it infinitely more difficult for you to come to terms with this shit when you realize that you chose the wrong fucking path. That you didn't need to do that. That there are other ways. I know this sounds crazy, and I'm never encouraging anybody to do what I say. But I feel like having a fucking cigarette problem would be greater than fucking being a hoe out here. And again, that's not real advice. It's just me trying to paint a picture of how terrible this path of being a whore is in Western society as a female. Because we don't have the same luxury men do in that sense. And it's really the only avenue that females experience that is similar to what men experience, except men experience this on a larger scale with normal shit. Meanwhile, you don't have to be a fucking hoe ever out in public, and you could benefit greatly. Especially if you're attractive, especially, definitely, if you got a personality to match that. I'm just thinking about how Napoleon Hill, who's a successful motivator, an expert at success back in the day, how he talks about how people, we judge everybody we meet by the standards and people that we've met. So you being a hoe, a little baby angel, likely you've seen some fucking horrific shit and you've met some devil ass people. But that doesn't mean everybody's gonna be like that. I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot of us out here are, and we go through that phase, and with divine grace, sometimes we can turn the other side, and then that's the whole thing. But mostly, it's so easy to be a fucking evil douchebag out here. Just because it's all you've seen and all you've known doesn't mean that there's all that's all there is. It's a huge world, which is so ironic because it's also a small world. In that, karma exists and you reap what you sow. So you can stand here all day long, your cute little baby angel, don't know nothing about this place, talking about how you love being a hoe and this is great and you're not gonna regret it and et cetera, et cetera. But this is gonna come full fucking circle and you're not gonna feel like that. And you're gonna feel even worse than whatever led you down this path. And the problem is, we've done it so much as females collectively that nobody has fucking sympathy for you anymore when you choose that. There's way too much proof that shows this is not the right path. And we all stumble and go down wrong paths. That's true. But this is not a necessary path you need to tread. Very specific instances where I can see this is something you were forced into. But mostly, we're just choosing to do it because it's how we're handling trauma, in that we're not handling it. And you're so valuable. At 18, are you fucking kidding me? I feel like an old ass bitch. And I am 34. Mid 30s, I'm basically 40. And you're a little fucking baby angel, precious, who's ruining any potential for an exceptional future. And I know it's not fair, but that's the fucking game here. Females cannot be whores. It's not the most effective path. Not to mention, it comes with a lot of fucking baggage you're likely not ever going to figure out how to deal with. Whatever you think is bad that led you to this choice, I promise you, it's a million times worse on the other side if you continue down this path. The fact that you even started is going to be a fucking nightmare for you. And every day you're gonna question, why did I do it? But I'll promise you this. One way or another, you're gonna have that conversation with yourself. Better to do it when you've only put a little bit and not too much. You can't act like it never happened, and you're gonna get a lot of fucking rejection and judgment for it. Good. Think of all the ways that shit will pile up if you continue and you don't stop. Until you're 30 and society people don't want you. You're gonna have that void in you still. On top of that, the outward world is never gonna fucking support you and be there for you. Not at the level it will for normal citizens who don't tread that path, specifically females. And maybe you don't care about that now. I get it. I was young once too. It feels like many moons ago. Actually, it was, but you feel invincible. That's a cool feeling. Being young is cool. But not if you're gonna fucking waste it to the point where it's irredeemable for you. Because you're female in this society. And it's fucked up. It's not right. But don't forget, men are out here getting raped and molested all the time. And they can't fucking say it out loud because we hate them for it. Okay, we feel guilty. Think about that shit. On top of that, they gotta carry the fucking weight of the world. Especially if they wanna have a woman and have babies and that family life later on. They gotta figure that shit out. And though you had traumatic shit also happen, you choosing not to go down the hoe path is still gonna open up countless opportunities for you that you never will get as a whore. Sexist, maybe. But here's something else. Men can't even approach women if they don't earn any money. And you did not have to tread down the whore path. That's my point. People are going through shit all the fucking time here. It sucks. I don't know if you didn't realize, but here's your fucking wake-up call. It fucking sucks here. Most people got fucking angles. And it's not even necessarily that they're intentionally doing it. And even if they are, we're all just fucking broken out here. Better for you to figure out a way to channel the trauma. Write it down. Draw pictures. Do things that make you comfortable, but also make you cry. Maybe like watching sad movies that paint the picture of the trauma you've experienced. These are just ideas. I don't know. Come up with your own ideas. The point is, you got to deal with the trauma somehow. And I get not wanting to. So many of us do. I definitely was sprinting away from it, and I don't fucking run. I try to avoid it and push it down and try to forget about it. Literally taught my brain how to forget shit. And I wonder why I got all these problems now. And still, that didn't stop it from fucking surfacing all at once in my face, drowning me. Pain is inevitable here. And it's a fucking wild ass concept for you to consider, especially right now if this is you. But what if, as annoying and pointless as pain feels a lot of the time up front, what if you could get to a place where you'd be grateful for it because it's fucking being human? What if you could learn to appreciate all the messy, stupid, fucking dumbass shit here most days? Because you remember you're human. And humans fuck up. All this is basically what we're good at. Fucking up and just being hyper emotional about everything. Which again, men are not allowed to do. They're not allowed to be hyper emotional about most shit because we hate them. And they, like us, experience the same fucking emotions. They just learn real quickly or later that they're gonna have an even shittier time here if they don't figure that out. because we don't want those kind of guys. But we as females can cry about everything, and we do. Maybe there's a better way than just being hoary out there in the world, especially for you young baby angels. All the tragedy we experience will either genuinely empower us, or they're going to fucking kill us. It's our responsibility to decide. And you can decide to not care and not do anything. Just know that consequence is the same as choosing not to care. And I did that. I chose not to give a fuck because I didn't want to deal with it. And literally convinced myself that I'd be dead at 30, so nothing fucking matters. That's how fucking worthless and pathetic I was and felt. And I acted like it, even though I was charismatic. I'm sure it was clear to see. Bitch had issues. And yes, I did. I just wish I could have channeled creativity sooner than I did because so much harder now. But it would have been a positive outlet. And even if I decided it wasn't something I was going to forever do or focus all my energy on, would have helped with my self-confidence, my self-awareness, figuring out how to get out of victim mentality and not be a slave to anybody else but myself and what I want in a way that's not self-centered, egotistical, narcissist, because you gotta be careful. I do. I just wish I had somebody who cared enough to figure out how to deliver this message to me sooner. I never found that person. And I don't even know if I'm that person for anybody. I just know that it's so heartbreaking to see. And I hate it. And I want to reach out to all of you and just hug you and show you genuine love. Because it's out here. Even though it feels like it's not. Even though it takes fucking years sometimes to see it. Society will tear you limb from limb if you choose this route. And it will be humiliating, which is a feeling I'm sadly used to. So you're gonna feel this way regardless. But I'm telling you, choosing the horror route is just gonna make it infinitely harder when it didn't have to be. That's my point. Yeah, you're gonna make mistakes and you're gonna fuck up and do wild shit. But some things you can't undo and you can't erase. And they stain you and your reputation forever to the point where people kill themselves. Because the pressure's so fucking intense and they care too much about what other people think of them. People literally gather together to bully people, to a point to where they kill themselves. This is not a new thing. It's not just online. It's not just in school. This has been there since the beginning of fucking human times. The mob will turn on you real fucking quickly. So you need a fucking solid foundation. Somewhere you can stand firm. When anybody tries to fucking rock that shit, not only will you be learning to be prepared, you will be, and you're not gonna fall off so fucking easily. I wish you could see that. Worth and validation can come from the inside. I feel like that's the best way. But if you make your worth and value as flimsy as something like money, in the end, that's what your worth is gonna become and your value. And guess what? The dollar ain't fucking worth what it used to be. Not saying it's gonna be easy. I'm saying if you make it about you and you genuinely try to figure yourself out, it's gonna be worth it. It doesn't even fucking cut how good you're gonna feel in the long term. It's gonna feel like nothing matters and nothing you do counts. Do it anyway, still. Because it's still gonna get you further than whoring ever could. It's the easiest thing to do. Take your clothes off. Are you kidding me? I know some of you act like it's a real skill and talent. Maybe it is, but it's not a valuable one. And it's not going to make you friends. It's gonna attract people who just want to fuck you and then discard of you because you don't matter. And that's how this society works for females if you choose that route. Might not be right, but a law here isn't. And just because people are able to take advantage of you and hurt you at the deepest levels does not mean that the best way to get revenge is to go down the whore route. The best way to get revenge is to decide against that, to decide against people deciding how you feel about what you feel. No, a better revenge is promising to give everything you can to yourself and your health and wealth and figure out how to fix that trauma in a genuine way so that you can move forward smarter, better, safer, with more opportunities. Knowing that nobody is ever going to do that shit to you ever again because you're waking up to it and you're going to see the signs and you're going to understand yourself and listen to yourself. You're gonna follow your hunches and your intuition, and it's gonna guide you in the right fucking directions. But you have to learn how to do it. It's a skill to develop. Much better than just taking off your clothes and forfeiting any potential to be somebody in the world. At least at the society level. Might not feel like it, but it's the better choice. Maybe there's another better choice. I don't know. Only you know you. The cool thing about this journey is you will get more creative and you'll figure out ways to do it for yourself that won't work for anybody else, maybe. And you build confidence, real confidence, self-love, genuine self-love. And you're a better person, not only to and for others, but especially for yourself. There's nothing more powerful than that, I don't think. There's a greater fuck you to those bastards than genuinely being happy and confident within yourself, accepting what is, changing what you can, and not giving a fuck about the ones who hurt you or anybody else interested in trying to hurt you. Because eventually you're gonna get so strong, the majority of them will leave you the fuck alone. Because that is a weakness. Weak people prey on the weak. Better to say thank you for making me a fucking warrior than I let you rule my entire life because I didn't want to deal with this and I took all the shame and guilt when it was not mine. Not all of it. And then learn how to accept your part in it so that you can move forward. Not have this weigh you fucking down and get you into bigger messes that you don't need. Your story can be genuinely empowering or just like the rest, where by the time you're 30, you're gonna be washed up and nobody's gonna give a fuck about you. And also, the whole time they never did either. Because you just marketed yourself as a sex object. So you also forfeit the right to complain about being that and getting taken advantage of. Of course you did. That was your choice, remember? Your body, your choice. Maybe the trauma that led you there wasn't all yours. But choosing that as your solution, that'll be your doing. And it's your responsibility to just fix it, fix you, so you don't go down that whore route. Because you never know who you're inspiring, who's learning from you. Maybe you do that, and then somebody comes along, whether you know them well or not, and sees you and thinks, I've never seen a person like this, with a history like this. Maybe it is possible. But even if that doesn't happen, don't you want to be able to look yourself in the mirror every day and not hate yourself? To be proud of yourself. Because I want that for all of you. And I'm sorry, whatever led you there. It sucks. Fucking sucks here. And you can be better than that. You could choose to be better than that. And I hope you do.